In this next piece, notice how Katie moves the focus from the woman's statements about drinking to the ones she's written about her son. Katie always encourages addicts to write about their mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, friends, or children instead of their addiction, because this is where the real stress that fuels the addictive behavior comes from. As you listen, think about what underlying beliefs may be present in your life. Question those, and you may find, as many others have, that your life automatically changes for the better.
You want peace?
Yes.
Let's begin.
Okay, who or what don't I like? What saddens and disappoints me? My addictive personality, my addiction.
What addiction is that?
Well, it could periodically change, but my addiction of choice is drinking.
Yeah. So begin to read.
Okay. Okay, what I'd like to change is my addictive personality. I would like to stop drinking. Should I go on?
Yes, you may as well. Thoughts go on and on and on.
How do I want them to change? My mind. I want to realize that I don't want to drink again because it only brings me pain and remorse. 3. What is it that they should or shouldn't do, think, or feel? Let's say I put my addiction, and I'd like to change that drinking, the thought that drinking would make my life better in any way.
Mm. Alcohol keeps its promise. It does its job, just like this flower is doing its job. It's yellow. And that wall holds up the ceiling. That's its job. And alcohol does its job. It makes you drunk.
Right.
That's what it does. That's its job. And it keeps its promise. Just like arsenic will do that, and this juice will do whatever it does, and the candle burns, and alcohol will give you exactly what it promises. It's true to its word. It's
yeah, I don't mind what it does when I drink.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me what I want. I want to relax, and I feel that way. It's the remorse and the fear I feel after I do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a part of its promise.
Yeah.
It leaves you in fear.
Yeah, and it really bothers me that I do it again and again.
Well, do it as often as you want. Alcohol will do its job. It will leave you in fear and remorse. So you don't drink alcohol or an enemy. You're drinking fear and remorse.
Yeah.
You're drinking something, you feel good for a while, then you feel fear, then you feel remorse. That's the job of alcohol. That's how you respond to it.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Yeah. So next time if it comes to you to drink, just know what you're drinking, fear and remorse. Don't fool yourself. And then drink, and you won't be surprised like alcohol did it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I just don't understand the impulse or the self-destructiveness of doing it.
Well, sweetheart, the impulse is to experience feeling good, then fear and remorse. Understand it.
Okay.
That's it. If you're tired of drinking, write about mother, father, sister, brother, whatever, all these people in your life. Okay, let's look at that one. Let's look at that one.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I even have a better one, but I'll do this one because it's in front of me. What or who irritates me, saddens me? Donnie. He is only warm and loving to me when I give him money.
Is that true?
Only for the last few years.
Sweetheart, are you interested in the truth?
I can go back to a time when that wasn't true, yes.
Okay. And then a little more recently even. He's only nice to you when he wants money. Is that true?
No, he's only nice to me after I give it to him.
He's only nice to you after you give him money. Is that true?
I think. It would appear lately that he's only nice to me when I give, not warm to me when I give him money.
Well, it's just a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for you to find the answer to. It's not my job, for sure. How do you react when you believe that thought?
Well,
that he's only nice to you after you give him money.
I give him money. And then I feel his love and warmth.
Well, you know, honey, that's what you pay for.
Yeah.
So it's good you feel that. Just know that, you know, it's a straight business deal.
Yes. I'm seeing that.
Yeah. Let's look at the next one.
How do you want them to change? I want Donnie to live within his means.
He asks you and you give him money. He is living within his means.
Yeah. And
you give him money, he's nice. He's warm.
And not live in debt. What's the other, yeah.
All I can tell you is he's living within his means. He's living within yours too.
Okay.
How do you react when you believe the thought he should live within his means and he doesn't?
I'm very cold and brutal in my mind to him.
Oh, honey, that's very painful.
Yeah, in my mind I'm very angry.
Yeah, and that's when a person moves to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I react when I believe this thought? I become cold, I become angry, I drink, I experience fear, remorse.
Anything but love.
Yeah, because
in my mind,
these beliefs are, they're very painful. They're very confusing. Let's turn it around.
I would like me to live within my means and not live in debt.
Yeah.
I do that.
Okay, then it's no problem giving him money.
Right.
So I don't see a problem. Giving him money is living within your means. Just tell him straight up, I'll give you the money so you're warm to me. You know, can you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, it's my concept that he shouldn't take money from me, but, you know, that's the one I should give up.
He doesn't take money from you.
I give him money.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, he's never taken money from you. He asks
right.
you and you give it to him, so he'll be warm mm-hmm. and loving. So next time he asks you for money, know that you're living within your means. You have enough to give to him. That's
yes.
within your means.
I do, and I just think I don't, but I do.
Yeah, and let him know that you give it to him, because when you do, he's warm and loving. You know, just be honest with yourself.
Okay.
Without all this pretending and then the anger that comes from it and the drinking, the confusion, and the fear and the remorse.
Okay.
It's called living honestly. I don't care what the truth looks like. I only know that it sets me free and that it's kind.
I never connected any of that with that. I always took drinking as a separate entity. Now I did.
Yeah, that's why I say do it on mother, father, sister, brother relationships. And watch how the doing changes. You don't have to stop, it stops. You work on this. And as you realize, the doing changes to match the realization. Because everything is a projection. When you're clear, the world is clear. It meets you. And everything you do changes to reflect that, because it's all projected. It's a law.
Everything I do, it changes because it's projection. I see.
It's everything's projected.
Right.
But only everything. So as you clean the lens, the projector is clear. And clarity is kind. There's no confusion in it. Confusion's the only suffering. So as you become clear, mm-hmm. the world becomes clear. As you become kind, the world appears kind. Because it's all projection. It's just that we're ending the nightmare through asking you. So as it ends in the world. As it ends in you, it ends in the world. It's a law. So you don't have to do anything but sit in a chair right every morning. Because we're not drunk with our drinking, we're drunk with our thinking. Sober that up. Every morning, have it for breakfast. Have a wonderful life. Wonderful internal life. And watch the world reflected. Match that and its beauty. It's all so simple. And it all changes. You don't have to stop. It stops. Let's look at the next one.
Mm-hmm. Donnie shouldn't buy things he can't afford and doesn't need.
Is that true? Does he?
Yes, he does.
Well, that's how we know he should. That's what is. How do you react when you believe this thought in the face of reality?
Oh, in my mind. I just think I've done without forever. And look at what you have, and you can't even afford it.
And then you drink.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or whatever you switch to, your addictions.
Yeah. Whatever, so it just stops.
Because we have to stop this.
Yes.
We don't know another way. This has to stop, and then we find peace. So we try all of these methods, and ultimately it's only the truth that sets us free. Mm-hmm. And that's inside of you, and you can tap it anytime you want. And this is the key. This is how. You bring the statement, the nightmare. You wake the baby. You put it on paper. If you have a child and they scream in the night, you go in, you turn on the light, you hold them in your arms, and you say, sweetheart, look, it was just a dream. So when you're in a nightmare, when you're uncomfortable, when you're confused, wake the baby. Sit down, put the nightmare on paper, meet it with checkmate. Wake the baby. Mercy. Mercy, and only you can give it to you. You're the one. You do this very well also. Looks like you're tired of the pain.
Yeah.
Who would you be without the story that would argue with reality?
Well, not to have those thoughts when I looked around would be so much more peaceful, you know? And not to resent that he has whatever he has. It's just, what does it matter to me?
Yeah, to celebrate that he has it, whether he can pay for it or not.
Or not care. I know, it'd feel better, you know? It feels horrible to look around and feel that.
And believe that.
That's all around money.
But you know, when we give them money, we train them to do that. I mean, where does he go when he needs to pay something? He goes to you.
I think that if I don't give it, I'm being selfish and keeping it for myself, and I don't need it. I have enough. Mm-hmm. I don't mind getting my sunglasses at Kmart. Mm-hmm. He seems to need to get his at a better store, so I feel like if I keep it, I'm not loving him enough.
He's a wonderful teacher of how to spend money on nice sunglasses.
His dad gives him lots of money, so I think when I don't, it's...
If you don't give him money, what is going to happen? What is the worst that can happen?
He won't be warm and loving.
Yes. And then what would happen to you?
Nothing, because he still loves me.
The worst that could happen is he would call you selfish.
But I find I don't like giving anybody money.
Well, that's honest.
So I figure that's what he's mirroring to me, is that part of me that doesn't, you know, that's afraid to give money away.
Ask me for money. Just ask me for money.
Can I have some money?
No.
Okay.
That's it. So tell me I'm selfish.
You're selfish.
Right. What I've noticed is I don't want to give anyone money. And I'm working on it.
And I'm working on it.
Well,
and I thought by working on it, it was to give it.
Can you hear where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
I hear you don't want to give anyone money. And I hear you think it's selfish. All this language was yours that I played back for you.
Sure.
So the worst that can happen, he'd say you're selfish, you can say I'm right. And you could tell him the rest of the truth. I don't like giving anyone money. I'm working on it. But honey, stand in your truth. You know?
Not giving, having that be my truth is a painful, you know,
it's
reality.
Also true.
Yeah.
You don't like giving anyone money. That's it.
It's true.
Yeah. Just too simple, isn't it?
So if I don't like giving people money and I do,
then you're lying to yourself. And you're buying something from them. Some kind of approval, love, appreciation. Heavy price tag, especially when they run out of money again. No wonder we drink, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to drown these lies within us. Rather than, you know, because we don't know the truth ourselves. And that's what this work is about, discovering it. Self-realization. You could tell him, oh, I am so excited. I just discovered I don't want to give you money. And that I'm very, very selfish. And I don't like Kmart sunglasses. I'm working on it.
I am surrounded by people who don't have this problem.
Well, yeah, they have you.
I mean, they're very giving people all around me.
Well, so are you. You can start giving the truth now. That's more valuable. That's more valuable than anything.
I get to keep my money.
Yeah.
Buy nice sunglasses.
Yeah. 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 And live that truth until it changes. And who knows, it may never change. You could be a very wealthy, sober woman. Very exciting, you know, it's new.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it becomes clear what it is when I say it's the truth that sets us free. It's a whole other world.
Yeah.
People can say you are the most selfish person I've ever met. I go, I can find that.
Yeah, I could find that.
Yeah. Silly me. You know, I'm working on it. But until it changes, I don't want to give money. Not until I do.
And I'm not even sure that he's actually, you know, being cold. That could be my projection. I know I should be giving him money. Mm. I've had that thought before.
So it's wonderful to, if you don't want to give him money next time he asks, you may tell him the whole truth. I love you and no. I want to give it to you and I don't yet.
Okay. Ooh, Greenpeace and everything. I write those checks.
If anyone needs a loan, she needs to practice. Honey, this is very, very exciting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Let's look at the next one.
Do you need anything from them? What do they need to give you for you to be happy? Donnie, I would like him to love me and be intimate with me without me having to give him money.
So turn it around. I would like me.
I would like me to love and be intimate with me without having to give me money?
Without having to give Donnie money.
Without having to give Donnie money. Ooh, yeah. Oh. Oh, I spent a lot of time hating myself.
I keep calling you selfish, 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 so yeah. You'll give Ooh. It. And the truth is, you know, keeping your own money is selfish. Is that true? Can you really know that that's true? Whoever told you that?
I guess because... This is just stupid to say, but I mean, his dad gives him money. That's how he loves him. So I feel like that's all he needs now. I mean, he doesn't need his diapers changed or time in the park. What he wants and needs is money. That's all I have to give him at this age.
Is that true?
I don't know. It feels like it, but maybe it's not.
Maybe you could give him the truth and teach him that.
Yeah, that's
through
good.
Your action. Through your action, maybe that is
yeah,
more.
That's right.
Maybe that's more than money. Maybe it's more valuable than money.
Yeah, that's
or
so true.
Or as valuable. I love you with
truth.
All my heart and know.
Yeah.
You know, honey, I am married to this thing inside of me. That knows, and I don't even care if it's right or not. But it knows. Someone asks me for money, I say yes. Someone else asks me for money, I say no. Because there's something happening inside, and I don't care if they're starving or if they're wealthy. I don't care. That's not what I'm going by. Everyone has a story. This. I can see a beggar on the street. And I won't give anything, and I'll see another beggar on the street, and I'll give him money. I know.
I'm clear with that. I mean, I've given money on the street.
I hear
and felt
you
good
don't want
it.
To give him money.
Yeah.
I hear you don't want to give anyone money. It doesn't mean it's
right.
not going to change. But if someone says, "Can I have money?" You know right away, yes or no.
That's true.
So I say yes. It's honest. It's wonderful. I say no, it's still a yes to me, to this thing I'm talking about. So it's always yes, 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 but I'm coming from here, not there.
Okay.
To honor this.
That's right.
Honor that's my this. Job.
To honor this, regardless of what this says about that.
Yeah. And to tell the whole truth. You know, I just know not to do this now. And my fear is you won't love me.
Yes.
And I know, you know, to honor this. You know, ask me next week. Maybe it'll be yes. Who knows? For now, I know not to do it. Help me.
Yeah, okay.
We have to start somewhere, sweetheart. It's quite a celebration to meet this. Just to meet it. Just to meet it and see what happens. Doesn't seem to be working really well out there anyway.
Yeah.
Someone calls me selfish. My children call me selfish. I can go and say, "Who do you think you are? How dare you? I'm your mother. I've given you everything." I can do that. I can go outside and do war. Or I can go inside.
I usually think they're right.
That's because they are.
Yeah.
It's considered very selfish not to give.
So then I think, I guess if I give, I won't be, but I guess it hasn't changed organically is what you're saying.
Yes.
I'm just doing the actions.
Yes. And you're living a lie.
Yes, yes.
That's why people ask, so you can get in touch with that thing. Yes, yes, no. Yes, yes, no.
Okay.
Not about sunglasses. It's about honoring that.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah,
the integrity of just where you are at the time.
And then the big questions come, you know, this preparation. That's what our children are for. They're preparing us. We just walk through life. I met a woman yesterday that we were doing the work, and she discovered that her whole life she had just stopped making money, period, because all she knew was give it to her family. Her parents. So she just stopped. Because she didn't know how to say no. It's as simple as integrity. It doesn't even have to be right. I just honor it. The worst that can happen is a story, and we have investigation for that. Let's look at the next one.
What do you think of them? Make a list. Donnie. Donnie is selfish, creative, lying, thoughtless, beautiful young man.
Turn it around.
I am selfish, creative.
Good, congratulations, feel it.
I am
selfish until I'm not.
Okay.
For now, I am. I'm working on it. I'm selfish.
Creative. Lying. I am lying because I'm giving money and I don't want to.
Yes. You're living a lie.
Yes.
Yeah. On that.
Thoughtless.
About yourself. You go with the lie to buy love and approval. And you sell yourself out. And of course, we have to shut this down. Put this story on paper. And I love alcohol has held you for a while until you could find out what you do need, you know? God is everything, even alcohol. Yeah.
Beautiful young man.
Beautiful young.
Beautiful young woman.
Yeah. A beautiful woman just waiting to be lived. And the next.
What is it that you don't want to experience with that person, thing, or situation again? I don't want to experience his disdain and judgment. I'm willing to experience his disdain and judgment.
I look forward to.
If I turn that around, it would be I don't want to experience my own disdain and judgment, which is why probably I drink to stop it.
I would drop the probably. Yeah.
And that those two words that I use, disdain and judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're not living what is right for you.
Yeah.
You know, when I discovered I was selfish, it was just like the greatest revelation. I turned out to be those people. You know, those people I didn't like, I turned out to be them. And then when I realized it, it began to change. I was working with the projector. Self-realization, and then it began to change.
When I had that impulse to give him money because of the projection I had that he thinks I didn't love him as much as everyone else who's giving him money, that would be the time to sit down and write it.
Yeah, and maybe you don't love him as much as those people. Try that one on. You've been lying to him.
How would I know? I can't know their love.
Well, I'm just open. When someone says you don't love me as much as they do, they could be right. Because I'm like you, I can't know. But I'm not going to defend myself as the greatest lover.
That's true.
Yeah, I just love the way I love. That's all I'm capable of.
I love them, and I don't love them, and I love them, and I don't love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I hate them.
Yeah. Self-realization. Yeah, sometimes I hate them. Yeah, so anytime I hate someone, I need to judge them on paper until I can see them as my dearest, dearest. My work's not done. And it doesn't mean I have to loan them money. That's freedom.
Okay.
I like to say, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. This is my show. Welcome to the work, Angel.
Thank you.
Lovely to sit with you.